I think I'm already going to put you on the defensive.
So, really? This is how we want to start?
So, I am here to tell you that things that you write in your text messages a lot make you seem like a phony.
Make me seem like a phony? What exactly? What do you mean?
If you use LOL and OMG frequently in your text messages, it can make you seem insincere.
I feel attacked.
I know. That's what I, as soon as I saw this, I was like, oh no. Oh, no.
And if you're going to throw in emojis, I'm double attacked.
Right, right. Exactly.
I'm double attacked.
Like the crying laughing emoji.
Crying laughing.
Right, sure. Yeah.
Is a staple.
Right, of your repertoire. I know. I know.
Yes.
I guess.
Because I feel like in tone, I always have to make it a lighthearted tone. Because if I'm sending anything and it's just ending in a period, people think I'm being serious. Or it's like a sternly worded text, right? Therefore, like when I get text messages, like if I just get something like, okay, period, I'm like, what does that mean? Right? So I feel as though the LOLs, the OMGs are lighthearted and fun, no tone, we're good, right?
Yeah, and actually the people that, like, they tracked more than 5,000 people, and this is how they came up with this. And so, I guess...
we're all attacked.
And I guess the people who were conducting it were a little bit surprised, too, because they assumed most people were cool with those abbreviations.
Yes.
Because they seemed, like you said, friendlier, a little less formal.
Yes.
But I guess it makes it seem that you don't care.
What? I care more about your feelings because I'm trying to make sure that you don't imply tone. Right?
Like
that,
Kelly,
that's Kelly, my mindset.
Kelly's texting, we have to talk, LOL.
I've never sent texts like that, but I do send a lot of OMGs.
Yeah. Well,
mostly it's OMG.
So I will send OMG and it'll be in all caps, mostly
right.
Because it just auto corrects to all caps.
Sure.
And I just
and
send
you go
it.
With it.
Yeah. And so it's funny because my daughter comes to me and she's like, Dad, don't write LOL in your status.
You were reprimanded by your daughter about LOL?
Yeah. So I know you're not on it. There's kind of a social media for, runners and athletes and stuff. It's called Strava. And
I mean, why did you automatically think that I'm not on that?
Well, I know you're not on it.
I mean, I'm not.
Okay, exactly. Anyways,
but I feel
that's
offended.
Not, again, that's not the point. So it's where you can kind of log your runs. It keeps track of your runs and your workouts and stuff like that. And
I honestly,
and again,
I was today years old when I learned that Strava was actually a social media.
Yeah.
I always saw that tagged in your post.
Right.
I didn't understand it.
No. Yeah. So it's a social media. So anyway, so you can like follow other runners or athletes and you can see the routes that they do. You can see how far they, anyways.
Okay.
So I had written on one of them after I had done a walk. I was like, hey, forgot to stop my watch because I have a Garmin watch. It tracks my workouts and things like that. And I was like, forgot to stop my watch, LOL, because I had only walked. I had like taken the dog for a walk and I had not stopped it. And it was like a 2-mile walk, but it took me like 2 hours to do because I had literally forgot to stop my watch. So I put in there, forgot to stop my watch, LOL. She's like, Dad, you can't do that.
Why not, though? It's funny, right? Because people thought it took me 2 hours to do the walk, right?
She goes, it makes you seem old.
Oh!
And I was like, oh. Okay.
Oh.
Well, stop doing the LOL. I guess the younger generation's done. Done
so
with
wait,
LOL
what,
and OMG.
Should you have just let it go and let people think that it took you
That's
2 hours to do
was.
The walk.
Exactly. That was my point. It was like,
like
if you see the time and the distance, it just doesn't match up. And so I was like, but her point was just write, forgot to stop my watch. You don't need to clarify it with an LOL.
Okay. All right. Wow.
So anyway,
there's so much etiquette.
So it's ever changing. It's ever-changing, which is, you know, it's sometimes it's hard to keep up, right?
Uh-huh.
Right. So, anyways.
Oh, goodness. It's so, just so much.
Again,
so
Kelly,
much stress.
I know that this, as soon as I saw this, I thought, oh, this is going to sit like a... This is not going to sit well with Kelly.
Yeah, well, can't stop, won't stop.
If you, well, all right, then just understand that whenever you write LOL or OMG, people are going to think you're insincere.
Well, and just, you just understand this, sir, that I'm going to continue caring about your feelings and making sure that you understand I don't have tone.
In an insincere
way. When I'm texting you back. Okay. Well, I guess I'd rather be insincere than a jerk.
Than a jerk.
If I'm going to be picking the lesser of two evils.
Oh.